Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you hear me hacking and wheezing just then when we were playing the opening?
I think it was just open? That was just ambient noise.
That's part of the free roll.
Let's go to Sacramento, California and talk to Isaac. Isaac, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday. Hi.
Listening to you since 2000. Love you so much. Love the pod every day. Oscar, let me buy that Lego Batmobile off you, please.
You know what, Isaac? I got your private message. Hey, restraining order. Any law enforcement listener, please think of this man, Isaac, from Sacramento. And the man is an A-fool. And by that I mean adult fan of Lego. And he will not stop until he buys my Lego Batman.
Did he
Batman.
Also post, publicly?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Can I interject here
email.
For a second?
Yes.
Am I missing something with Lego Batman? I'm not familiar with this.
Mike,
it was mentioned in passing.
Yeah, we talked about it on the other a past program where you were talking about your son and his Legos and how
right.
I had bought a Lego set just recently and I just won't build it. It's the Tumbler from Batman. It's just too much work. Who has the time? This man thinks it's Swap Shop. He wants to buy my $200 Tumbler. And I say, no, sir, because you're pushy and I don't like pushy.
All right, so
that
we'll
well.
Open up the bidding at $200. I was thinking about the TMOS auction, you know,
yeah.
as we figure out creative ways to keep the show surviving. Isaac, God bless you. Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it, my friend.
Live show in Sacramento next year, right? Okay, see you
later. You know what? I wouldn't shut the door on that.
Anything's possible, sir.
Anything is possible.
Great
it's been
town.
A while since we've been out to the West Coast, and we have not been to California. In
no.
a very long
That's
time.
That's true.
So keep your fingers crossed. Let's go to Nate in Prince Frederick, Maryland. Nate, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Nate. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, my wife and I are actually taking a vacation to East South Florida next week.
Boo!
Wow.
Boo!
Are you booing the location or the notion of East South Florida?
Well, East South
What's
Florida.
What's on East
Miami,
South Florida?
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca,
oh, the
Palm
fun part.
Beach. It's where Orange Hair lives.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
That's where he is over there, where he's costing the taxpayers all that money every time he comes.
We
to
never
visit.
Really talk about how I've been to Trump International multiple times, Mike, down there. Remember,
well,
my brother
to-
got married there. My
oh,
brother.
You went to Trump International. Is that Doral? Did he buy Doral? Or I'm not sure.
Mike, I'll say this. It's the first time I've had a grown man in an ice cream suit run around looking for my ball.
Okay.
What do you mean by ice cream suit?
Like it's all white.
Oh, okay.
They wear white jumpsuits. But
like Elvis.
Let me ask you. Hey, Nate, where are you going to be staying? What town on the East Coast are you going to be staying in?
We're going to be staying in Weston, Florida.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right.
Weston,
well,
like from the hotels?
Enjoy the sun.
No, like Jack fun. Weston.
enjoy the fun and the sun, Nate.
We will. Hey, we're taking a river cruise on a boat called the Jungle Queen. Have you heard of this, Mike?
Uh-oh. Yes, I have. They recently fumigated it and got rid of some of the head lice. Are you bringing any small children with you?
Oh, no. We're leaving the children at home.
Oh, you are? Okay, then knock yourself out. Adults get rid of head lice a lot easier. It should be very
Just
easy.
Just shave your head.
Let's go to Jeff in New Orleans. Jeff, are you calling us from New Orleans, Louisiana?
Out of New Orleans, and just wanted to call and say hi and excited about November.
Yeah, you know, the first part of your phone call, Jeff, was chopped off. Can you start again, please?
Yeah. I'm right outside of New Orleans, about 40 minutes outside of New Orleans, so... Just excited that we get to see you guys, and I wanted to tell you hi. And dragging the wife to the show. She doesn't listen, so hopefully we'll get a new listener for you guys.
Do me a favor. Since she doesn't listen, Jeff, will you please point her out in the audience when we do the live show so we can embarrass her?
I will.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. We are looking forward to New Orleans, and you never know when something might come down the pike. Regarding
There's a cruise
that,
down there as well.
That New Orleans.
That's true.
Yeah.
Put that wife on.
Let's get the Jungle Queen down there.
Yeah, we prepare so much for the show. Hello. A hand signal might be nice.
Mike, Jason, I'm going to tell you as soon as it happens. Trust
from
me.
Ocean, from Ocean City.
I'm on the hotline here.
Okay. Jason from Ocean City. Hi, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, how's you guys going?
Mike, I was hoping you could tell the 18th green story that you teased from the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the guy, are you the one that posted online that you wanted to hear me finish my story about the guy that was the dick?
That's me.
Okay, hang up and listen. I will tell you the story. It's really not that involved. We were sitting there, and when you put your chairs up on the green at the Masters, you dig in, and nobody touches your chair. And then later in the day, you can come back, and you can grab your chairs. That's the way it works. And we got all nestled in there. And to me, the dick factor of people was the later the day went, the later they arrived, because they wanted to see everything, and they want everything.
Do you think also fatigue enters into that? They're sort of, you know, they're tired.
No,
they're just dicks.
They want it all, and they want to come in and inconvenience everybody so they can get every last moment. And look, it's fine. If you want to chase the leaders and follow them and do that, that's cool. But this guy, Kim, comes in, and there's literally no room, and I'm not exactly a small person. And so in order for him to get by, I've got to step out. And so he comes in, and he starts to shove by my wife and I, and I'm like, hold on. And I'm going to step out. And as I say that, he says to me, in a really, like a stage whisper that everybody goes, just tell me, what's the deal here? And I looked at him and I went, and I did a perfect impression of him, and I didn't realize I'd get the reaction. And I went, I said, the deal is I'm going to move over here so you can get by. And
nice.
I got two rows front and back with major laughter.
Nice.
And the guy gave me a dirty look, and he went to his dick-entitled seat. And, he was obviously a guy my age, captain of industry,
yeah.
You know, guy that gets what he wants all the time.
Probably a member.
What's the deal here? Carla pointed out to me that he was being an asshat because he was probably embarrassed because he was disrupting.
He was late.
That he was
trying to defuse the situation,
like.
Yeah.
As one of the guys was putting on the green, he was actually doing it in the middle of play, so he was violating that as well.
Oh my god, middle of play? Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yes, the guy was standing over his putt. He's like, what's the deal here? What's the deal for me?
Tell me what the deal is. That's all I want to know about me.
To be honest with you, the vast majority of people at the Masters were incredible. We're absolutely could not have been nicer. It's the most accommodating and open and great conversation group of people I've ever met as far as talking about the, you know, how they got there. Everybody has
one
story.
Bad apple, Mike.
Yeah.
One bad apple.
Spoiled a whole bunch.
Jordan from Sacramento. How are you, Jordan?
Fantastic, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, Jordan?
Oh, I'm just sitting in traffic listening to you regale us with tales of the Masters and wanted to thank
love
you
the live
for the product you enforce.
Do you guys love the live app? Isn't the live app
so cool
that people are listening
Isn't
live
it
right
magic?
Now?
Magic.
It's top notch, as you would say.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the call.
Call me later.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's
Send
Jordan in Sacramento
pick.
Listening in
well
his
done.
Car.
Send him
I
the Legos.
Yes.
I love that. I
yes.
love the live app. I really do love the live app. Means we got to be more punctual, fellas. Means we got to start at 9 when we say we're going to start at 9.
That would be every day, Mike. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day we got to start. We got to start. Let's go to Shane from, are you calling from all the way from Australia?
Yeah, too bloody right I am, Michael.
Hey, good night, mate. How are things down in the Dan Ender?
Well, it's getting on to 11 p.m. Wednesday night, so I'm a tad tired right now, but I was worth going to ring you guys up and say g'day.
Oh, g'day to you. That's great. I love the fact that, have we gotten a phone call on Wide Open Wednesday from Australia? I don't
this
believe
This might
so.
Be our first. Good day, mate.
That's awesome,
g'day,
man.
Fellas.
Hey, can I ask you a stupid, rude American
do
who's
it,
never
Mike.
Traveled
Outback
to Australia?
It's
I'm not
going to
ask
What time of season do the onions actually bloom?
Let me ask this. I'm very curious because my son and I are constantly online looking at videos. In my estimation, the most dangerous creatures on Earth seem to have congregated in Australia. Are there that many like creepy snakes, horrible spiders, poisonous things? Is it a dangerous place? Like if you're going to go camping for a weekend, is it tough?
Listen, as they say, don't believe the hype. You know, if you leave them alone, they will look after themselves. You know, like we taught, like even when we were little kids. When we put our shoes on, we'd always tap the shoes because the redback spiders would always crawl up into the toe of the shoe. So you'd tap your shoe first, and if the spider fell out, you just let it walk away. But it's, you know, it's don't believe everything you hear.
You know, Mike, right. That's like when I was little. I used to tap my shoes, too, but they were tap shoes.
Hey, I got to ask you something, Shane. I'm sorry, Rob. I should have done this.
That was actually a horrible joke.
That's great. Hey, Shane,
thanks for playing along, Oscar.
Shane, I wanted to, if you wanted to talk about my dream scenario, it'd be ridiculously expensive, probably
right.
Never be able to be accommodated. But if we had an international destination where I would love to do the show, Australia would probably be the top of the list. I would love to go to
anything, like that. Mike, anything is possible. It's just the size of audience.
Size of audience and also
What is your minimum?
As far
like
as
what won't you come on stage for? Like what audience?
No, it does. That's irrelevant. I mean,
50 people.
Oh, you just want to go and do the podcast from there.
The idea of doing the podcast at a public venue, if there were four people that showed up and we were in Australia, that would be fine. If people wanted to make it a destination, like we do with a live show, it's a different animal, but would I love to make it a la
New
Orleans?
I say we have 100 people listening in Australia. I don't think that's unprecedented.
It would just be spectacular.
The beauty of that, because I used to live in Philadelphia, so I listened to the old show back on...
Your next pat.
On the old Spits. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. So I've flown back and stuff, but it's depending on what time of year, too, because if you go summertime in America, it's actually wintertime down there, so the airfare is less expensive.
Ah.
What would be the best month for us to do our podcast down in Australia?
Depending on what you're into, Mike, if you want to put up with the Floridian heat, as you like, probably now, okay. In Christmas time. And then the flip side of it, as it gets towards June, July, it's a lot more winter, so it's a lot more cooler.
What's cooler for you guys?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird to fly out of 100-degree weather like mid-July and land in winter? Be like a time machine.
Why would you want to do that? That sounds horrible.
Well, I think winter down there, winter's temperate down there.
Yeah, that's
why
I'm asking him. Answer, sir.
Yeah, yeah, there's hardly any snow. Like, I live just outside of Sydney, and there's basically, you've got to drive 6 hours just to reach some decent snow, which is like, one centimeter. So
oh, man, you know what? It is on the list. You've made me think about it, Shane. I appreciate the support. Late at night in just outside of Sydney, Australia. God bless you for listening. Keep listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Spread the word down in Australia, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah, bloody hell. And Rob, bash it up your dinger.
Not even sure what that means.
God, so appropriate.
There are moments... There are true. First of all, the live app, that was thrilling for me. The idea that I'm talking to you guys in Washington, D.C., that we get a call from Australia, that we're having all of this going on simultaneously. I'm old enough where this technology thrills me. I'll be honest.
Sure.
I get thrilled by those calls. And
the future,
let's
Mike.
Go. It is. It's great. Let's go. Hey, this is somebody that I remember. Alethea from Nashville. Alethea Sanders, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Doing beautifully. How are you, and how is that beautiful little son of yours?
He's good. He's about to start kindergarten, so I've got him in a nice expensive preschool here, and he's, despite the fact that I live in the deep south, he's learning that evolution is true, and that
good job.
The earth is not flat.
Nice work,
that's
Alethea.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Are we going to see you in New Orleans, Alethea?
I would love to come, but I probably won't be able to because I just started this new job. I might come down just to hang out with you guys, but I don't think I'm going to be able to buy a ticket yet.
Well,
I have,
we'll sneak you in the back door.
I just went through a divorce, and so my financial situation is a little bit on the precarious.
No, Alethea. Yeah. He didn't deserve you anyways.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What's that like?
You know, Mike, it's tough, but hopefully you'll never have to suffer through the pain.
I hope not. God bless you, Alethea. Thanks for holding down the fort in Nashville. And I know you're starting. I follow you on Facebook, so I know you're starting a new thing there. And good luck to you and your son in Nashville. I hope things work out well for you.
And good luck to you on your future surgery. I know you're going to do great because you've already been to the rodeo and you know how it goes. So.
This is true. Everyone thinks I'm going to die. God bless you, Alethea. That's fantastic. Hey, listen, I want to tell a couple of folks here. We got Steve from Pennsylvania. I know that you're hanging on, and we got a couple more calls. We're going to take a break. We're going to start the show, and then we will take more of your phone calls on a fabulous Wide Open Wednesday. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I even want to tell you.
What?
I got hypnotized last night.
Get the f*** out of here.
Oh, yeah, to quit smoking, but it's Rose's mom's a psychiatrist, so...
Bruh, I don't care if the bitch is Ayanna Van Zandt, okay? She can't fix my motherfucking life. You ain't getting in my head.
I know she called me off guard, right? But it's cool, because I'm cured. It worked.
Bruh, how you not scared of this, man? Look, they could have made you do all types of stupid shit. They have you fucking barking like a dog, flying around like you're a fucking pigeon, looking ridiculous, okay? Or... I don't know if you know this. White people love making people sex slaves and shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not a kinky sex family, dog.
Look, Jeffrey Dahmer was eating the shit out of his heads, okay? But that was after he fucked the heads. Do you think they saw that shit coming? Hell no, okay?
And thanks for that image right there, man.
Hey, man, I ain't making this shit up. I saw on A&E, man.
It's real life.
Yo, and it's the black people out here, too. It's like all in Mr. Movement.
Because they probably hypnotized.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us today, Wide Open Wednesday, at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. From Nashville to Australia to Sacramento, we are taking your phone calls today. Our show is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Spring is in the air, and you know what that means. Cleaning time.
Yes.
So, when was the last time you replaced your pillows, your mattress? Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep your best. I'm telling you about it. I love mine. A Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or softness, and a queen starts at only $899.99. And I will tell you something. When you invest in your Sleep Number bed, you will be amazed at the durability. That is my probably my greatest surprise. It's one of the most durable products I've ever owned, and it lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. It's perfect for couples. Plus, optional Sleep IQ lets you track your sleep and give you personal insights to see how life affects your sleep and sleep affects your life. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award info, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 60. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. Come in now and save on clearance beds and bedding as Sleep Number makes room for their newest innovations. Right now, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. They give you a little survey,
yes.
And that is all done. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We are going to take a couple of more phone calls before we get on with the business of Winston the Cat and Mac and his movie choices. Let's go to Justin Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello, Justin Lafayette. Good to hear from you. Another Louisianan. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Bro. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, sir.
Very good.
Good. Hey, I was just calling, man. I just want to tell y'all I love the show and can't wait to see y'all down in New Orleans.
Well, we are very excited about coming down there. We are really, really looking forward to New Orleans, and it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great show. It's a great time of year to be down there, and we will see you there. Looking forward to it. Let's take one more call, and then we'll get to the show. Steve from, is it Belfox, Pennsylvania? Never heard of that.
Belfont, Pennsylvania.
Belfont.
Okay. Oh, Belfont.
Font. All right, very good. Dan O'Brien, Font is spelled F-A-O-F-O-N-T.
Yes. He appreciates that.
Very good. Thank you very much. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, first of all, good morning. I'm calling through the app just to...
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Oscar loves that.
Yes!
Oscar loves that, baby.
Do it.
I'm afraid I'm going to touch the third rail because I have a serious question for Rob.
Oh.
You can go ahead and hang up.
I'm going to go ahead and sit down and lay back here for this
one. I don't want to hang up. I want to hear it. I want to hear the question. Go ahead.
This is a Facebook situation.
All right.
Rob and I were friends, and now he's disappeared from my feed, and when I go search him, all I see is public figure Rob Spiewak. So what did I do to get blocked by you,
Rob? Do tell.
I don't know. You did something pretty heinous, though.
Rob is really, really kind of fast and loose with people that he unfriends.
Yeah, you did something. Here's likely scenario, okay? Isn't it Steven?
Yes.
Okay, Steve. T. Miller. Here's what happened. Say your full name. That's
T. Right. Miller.
What happened is you did something dumb, and I looked at your page, and I saw other comments or, I don't know, sort of acquaintances.
Rob, I'm going to help you out here. Right. You know, because, Steven, I don't think it's on Rob. I think it's on you to tell us what you think you did.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That would be more interesting for us.
You remember your life. We don't remember your life.
You must have a theory that you did something to get you blocked.
You know, I'm not even, to be honest with you, I'm not really sure because, Mike, you haven't blocked me yet. Nor has Schmoshker Fantana.
Yeah, that guy loves
everybody. Normally it goes in threes. If Rob blocks you, then everybody blocks, which is why
sometimes
I was
afraid to make we used to play that.
The
we
Holy Trinity.
That
no.
Oscar
really.
Oscar used to right. lie and say he'd do it, and he never did it. Oscar's never blocked or unfriended anybody.
Well, I didn't lie. So I would just say I'm not friends with him because I wasn't. I would not know. Yeah. Mike, we would have gotten fights over
Oscar
it.
Fantana,
did we get in a fight like years ago?
And
about
I said,
that?
I don't block people. And you're like, why? I said, because I'm an adult.
Well, I'm a child, and I block everybody.
Well, he's gone. Let's take one last call.
Steven, you lose.
Yeah.
This call is identified as Pony's Libido.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, great.
Hi, Pony's Libido on the line. Go ahead, Libido.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Pony. Hi, Pony's Libido.
I didn't even know you existed.
Yeah. What's cracking?
I'm so bored and so tired.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get you excited, Libido. Anime.
Oh, God. If I see one more anime.
Okay, prepare right. the material. That's the way. That would be the advice that I would have to you.
That's sort of like a movie where the title is the best part.
Hey, welcome to Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, yeah, you nailed it.
If they do it, that's the way it rolls with that. Where to begin? Let's get because I've made him wait, and I know he's chomping to tell everybody about it. The cat. Thought it was you, Mac. Sorry, it's not.
He actually grabbed the microphone. It was great.
Winston the cat. He takes higher billing, Mac. I'm
sorry
about that.
Premature Mike, you know.
That's right. Let's talk cat.
So Oscar has put a tremendous amount of effort. What is this?
This is the Nyan Cat music, Mike. If you don't like that, I have other songs.
Nice.
But that doesn't really work because Winston's not black, right?
No.
Is he sick?
Winston, first of all, cat scratch fever. Does Winston have two N's, Oscar? No,
he's not in show business. He's still a private citizen.
Showbiz cat.
This cat, the latest development that I paid attention to was the cat where Oscar has put a cat house.
Cat condo, Mike.
On his awning outside of his bedroom window in downtown Washington, D.C. The cat condo seems to have worked. And Winston seems to be visiting the cat, going actually inside. Is that correct?
Mike, as you know, it's been a stressful time at the Santana house where we've added the addition of the cat condo. And we weren't sure if we were going to have a tenant. And our stray cat has finally moved in, as you mentioned, on Facebook, like a proud papa. I posted a video of Winston not walking up the stairs that we built him,
right,
but jumping up to
the second floor,
the top deck. Right.
Good old Winston.
Some may use it as a billiard room.
Wow. The hell was that? Whoa. That was interesting. What was that?
That's Winston's new name shout.
Certainly scary.
It is.
Well, he's moved in, Mike. It's funny that once you solve a problem, and you know this, and everybody listening that's ever had a pet before, there's always another problem, right?
Right.
And again, I'll direct you to our Facebook page, and I'll give Rob the video to upload there right after this program, where you can see Winston jumping up to the second floor of his cat condo. Now the only issue we have is internal, not external. The issue that is currently on my plate is that my fiance, my loving fiance, thinks that Winston now needs to come in the house.
This was, we called this 2 weeks ago.
I said it as late as yesterday. Yes. I said that Winston's got to come into the house now because that's the way it should go.
And Winston is, you know, he's got a very clear thought in his head.
This looks like a good place to lay low until the heat's off.
Which cartoon cat is that?
We'll be hearing from Garfield today, Mike. Garfield's right.
I'll try to contain my excitement. Bo-hum.
There's Winston the cat. That's
so, the context is this. I arrived last night after Big O and Dukes, and I walk into the office that we use, where Winston is, his home is, the cat condo is built right outside the window there.
Right.
And I see my wonderful fiance Shannon looking at, way on the internet, looking at ways to coax in cats from the wild, right?
Oh,
and
bad.
I said, hey.
So she's setting you up to get Winston
look, come into the Peach, house. Peach, we've been down this road before. What happens when a cat comes in the house? And she says, well, they leave. And I said, why? I said, because I send them to the farm. So this is as good as it gets outside the house.
But a cat's got to do what a cat's got
to
do.
It's really, to me, a beautiful way to have a cat.
Yes. And by the way, Mike, I'm not the monster.
Like a personal zoo.
He still hangs out for 8 minutes and rolls.
Right.
That's all he does. Mm.
So he's not even really connected to the house at all. He's got to be free. Winston's got to be free.
Yeah.
Now, I would tell you, listen, people will say, oh, he's not going to have a good life. Wouldn't you think that that's a pretty cool life as an animal? You know, you got a friend that puts out food for you. You get to hang out. You get to chase rats all the time.
You do what you want.
He loves the cat condo.
You get to go
attentive
anywhere.
Attentive service? Excellent cuisine. However, the decor leaves something to be desired.
Get back to the cat discussion in a second. Let's take another phone call. Rick from Concord, California. Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, hello.
Hey, gentlemen. It's so nice to hear you and get through on the phone.
Well, it's great to hear you.
He's just driving around listening to the live show, Mike. Just driving around listening on the app.
Right.
I love that. And where is Concord, California? Where is that?
Oh, we're right outside of San Francisco, Oakland, south of Sacramento area.
Hmm. Sorry about the Raiders, man. I think that really sucks. I feel bad for all the people
whatever.
That have supported the Raiders. Yeah, whatever. Okay, good.
It's a sports game. Who cares?
That's their fan base.
All right, very good. Don't slam the whole Raider Nation, man. Pretty significant fan base out there.
That's true.
What can we do for you, Rick?
What you can do for me is to keep doing what you guys do. You have the best content, the best packaging of that content, the consistent delivery of that content, the audio quality, everything is awesome. I love it. You keep it funny. You keep me listening for years and years and years and years and years. I keep coming back to you guys. I will never leave you guys. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. What a wonderful call.
Mike, I needed that today.
Do you notice how quiet we get when somebody's giving us like this really rambling compliment? We just sit there. We absolutely shut up. We'll interrupt everybody, including ourselves, but when somebody's complimenting us, we'll just be silent.
We were just talking about a three-day schedule. I guess we can't do that now.
Right. And dumbing down the audio.
Let's go to Ben from Alaska. Ben, Anchorage, Alaska. I believe you've called before from up there in the Great White North. How are you, Ben?
Good morning. Yes, sir. I have. I'm good. How are you?
How are the Northern Lights?
What time is it? I always ask you, but I never know. What time is it in Alaska right now?
5:30 a.m.
Okay, so not that far.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you, Ben?
Good morning, Rob.
Okay.
Rob Mauber.
I don't know about that.
Don't want to hang up on Ben. He's calling all the way from Alaska, but it's coming close. What's going on,
well,
Ben?
Actually,
get to it.
I was calling this morning so that you could hang up on me, Mike.
Okay, good. I did. There you go. Thank you very much.
His wish came true.
Have a good day, Ben.
So listen, we got to take a break here, but the long and short of it, Winston's not moving into the house.
I've got a long-haired cat, Mike, that's not moving in, even short-term into the house.
But can you commit to the listening audience that you will continue to feed us information?
Mike,
I myself am curious about that
second
cat
Cam is going in on the porch today.
Wow.
Delivered through Amazon. Spared no expense. Awesome.
This cat has more technology than a sitcom. You're doing a three camera shoot.
Rob, you know how Oscar's doing this, like, to generate great content for the show? Is there a cam that you could put somewhere in your house to put on something or someone that you could think of? Something, some sort of a camera which would follow the action of something in and around
fridge.
Your house.
In the fridge. So when you open it up,
Rob
we see
Spivak's
you.
Fridge cam.
We Rob see you.
Rob Spivak's fridge cam. That's brilliant, Rob.
Glad you two are having a good time. I had a joke, too.
Okay, go ahead.
It was the same joke, of course.
Oh, really? It's going to put it in your
the fridge cam.
Oh, that sucks. That's
it. If we get you one, will you put it in there?
No, I'll put it in your
ass. Oh. We'll take a break and come right back on the mic.
Hey, look, polyps.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
I love that.
Makes it good, doesn't it?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners, and they are the place to go for any custom products for the home or office. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen. But this deal that we love to tell you about is the best ever. 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Let's find out who sent Rob Spivak a business card today. Go ahead, Rob.
I love this card for two reasons. One, because it's a beautiful Vistaprint card. He did a great job on the design, but he also went old school. You know when you used to see companies that were called like AAA Plumbing, so they would be first listed in the yellow pages? This is a weed and pest control service called Aardvark Pest and Weed Control. So alphabetically, he's first. Here's to you. His name is actually Matt Smith. AardvarkLC.com. AardvarkWeedAndPest@gmail.com. But a good, clean-looking custom card. He did an awesome job.
Aardvark.
Thank you very much. Well, Vistaprint is the bomb. We love it. We love it. We love it. Customize the front and back. Upgrade your card stock. Do whatever you want. You can get it from Vistaprint. You can get your own template. You can design your own logo, or you can use the ones that they have. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com, use TMOS, and order yours today. Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
C.
Blue screen on my monitor saying the newest Windows feature update is here.
Windows.
Ready to install. Restart now. Pick a time or snooze. Which
snooze.
Would you pick?
Snooze.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Snooze.
Let's take another phone call here. We're going to Brian in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. What can we do for you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And hello to Rob A., Oscar, and Lonely Boy, too.
Hello there.
Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy.
That's
fantastic.
Great. Bobby
Vinton, what's going
on,
Brian?
I had a question for you, dating back to the Mike and Don show.
Don and Mike show. Yes, go ahead.
No, Mike and Don show.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. It's about the time you called the hotel Regis was staying at. And by impersonating Regis, you were put through to his phone messages.
Right.
My question, how much S-storm resulted from that?
That's a big question, actually.
A big one. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call. That is an interesting story.
I was riveted when that happened. Mm-hmm. Riveted.
It was really behind the bottom line, the first day, it's typical brat disc jockeys, spoiled, getting whatever they want disc jockeys, Don and Mike, calling Regis's hotel and having such success with the bit that we actually got through to his voicemail. You know, we were listening to his messages on the air. It was so wrong what we did. And it was great because it gave me a chance to do one of my favorite impressions. And so we call the hotel and it's like, hello there, this is Regis Philbin. I'd like to check my messages. Can you get me into my voicemail system? And they put me into
the
voicemail.
One of the reasons that it was so great, the way I remember it, is that the way you got in is by playing a fool. Is that Regis couldn't figure out how to get into his voicemail.
I don't remember the details. Yeah. I don't. But I know that we did it. We laughed, and then we went back in.
Yeah,
we went back in the second day. And the second day, I said, hi, this is Regis Philbin. Can you hold on just a second, Mr. Philbin? And so we wait, and it's a long wait. And it's almost a long wait to the point we were going to hang up.
Bail
and
on it, yeah.
This guy comes online and goes, hello? I said, yes, who's this? I said, this is Regis Philbin. He said, no, this is Regis Philbin. And then we ran away, and it got, I think, to the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
And we, I don't know if we were suspended, or, but we did get a talking to. We did get in trouble. And then, this is another little known fact. There was one other Regis, you know, apparently Regis was my one impression that I could snow people with, but there was one person that I could not snow that I spoke to as Regis Philbin who did not buy it, and I will give him credit, and that is the President of the United States.
I remember
I
that.
I got through to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump knew immediately that it was not Regis Philbin, but we got through Donald Trump's secretary to his main office and said, hey, Trumpster, how are you? He goes, This isn't Regis. And so it was interesting that, you know, we got through to his office.
But,
I do remember one last really...
Yeah, who would have thought? Yeah, who would have thought he was going to be President of the United States, by God?
One last really great awkward moment with your Regis impression is when G. Gordon Liddy was having a birthday.
Right.
And you called in as Regis, and the way it was supposed to work out, as prepared by producer John Pop,
is this G. Gordon Liddy? I want to hello.
That right away, Liddy would realize that it was a setup and it was a joke. But Liddy went for about 5 minutes with it. Hi, Reg.
Oh, so embarrassing! So embarrassing.
Is Gordon Liddy still doing anything? Is he still? He's no. Is he? Is he gone?
No, he's not dead.
He's watching the ants in heaven, Mike.
No. Let me see what he's up to.
I think he's on Sirius, if I'm not mistaken, as of 5 years ago.
Gordon Liddy, there were sunny days
on the Da Nang station.
I think when I look back on it, Regis was the one that I used more than anything else to open doors because Regis was such a show business icon.
Who wouldn't open your door to him? Yeah, I'd give him all the keys of my house.
That's true. You know, it makes me sad because I think that you know, he was the last guy that was touring with Rickles. Very, very sad. Let's go to Nicole from Georgia. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Nicole?
I just wanted to tell you how much, Mike, I enjoyed your story about the wonderful Atlanta airport.
Oh, nice.
Now, you live in Georgia, so that is your main airport. And, of course, Georgia in the news with your big election that you had.
And your failing infrastructure.
I will tell you, there is technology there, the rail systems and everything, but it is absurdly confusing to a person that hasn't been in that airport before.
It's too big most of the time.
It is too big. But any other reason just to say that you can...
Let's talk about you some more. Can I ask her a question, Mike, if you don't mind?
Yes, absolutely.
So two things have happened in Atlanta. One, part of your highway burnt down. Two, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, the day before, you had a gas explosion under the highway, which
caused it to ribbon and crumble.
Yeah, an unfortunate accident.
What caused the buckling of the highway?
Yes.
Was a gas explosion?
Well, there's a second one, yes. The second one that happened, the most recent one.
Okay, there's the highway that caught on fire and collapsed. Then the other day there was the buckling of I-20.
There was some maintenance going on underneath the highway and the infrastructure, the gas line, and explosion.
I was on I-20 not a week ago. I was on I-20.
I believe
it. That goes to Augusta from Atlanta. So what's wrong with your city?
Oh, so many things. But the roads are, definitely bad. Well, with the I-20 thing, that was right at where I-20 meets 285. So you would have, it was right exactly where you were just a week ago, Mike. And the
I think she's blaming you, Mike.
All right. Well, that's the luck of the Irish. Nicole, thank you for listening to us in Georgia. We appreciate it.
Yeah, love you guys.
Okay, appreciate
you. You're holding your hand up.
Yeah, George Gordon Battle Liddy is still on the air via the TuneIn Radio app and is currently being played on WOGO AM 680. So he's still working.
So
still doing his thing.
Would Gordon be in his? He would be in his 80s.
Yeah, I believe so. I'll get you an exact age.
So very exciting. John from Spokane, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm the self-proclaimed biggest TMLS fan, and Spokane has been blocked by you on Facebook, so I'm proud of that. And I'm also wondering what happened or what is being made of my Christmas gift to you. It was a piece of office furniture. I don't know if you recall.
A chair?
Christmas.
Hold on a second. You got to go to Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak knows more about that stuff than I do.
I need more, sir. It's not ringing a bell.
Did you say you were blocked?
Hold on. Wait, John. Slow down. All right, you're trying to get clever, and
John.
I want to communicate, John. What do you mean? Were you blocked? What's going on?
Oh, that was an incident from years ago. Gotta let it go. In the past, I apologize to you in Reno, and that's gone. But I'm more curious about the rodent that's involved in some office furniture.
Was it not a pen holder that was made out of like a mouse's bad place?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was horrifying. It went to the trash.
I took that thing home.
Oh, did you? You rescued it? Okay,
Oscar has it then. Whoa, hold on. I believe I heard John say he sent it to me. What's going on here?
Yes. Mike, I do recall. You declined.
Oh, I declined?
Yes.
What exactly are we talking
about?
It was a tax.
Are you a taxidermist?
It's my daughter's father-in-law, who's an amateur taxidermist from North Dakota, who made that.
Okay. Oh. Was it a possum or a big rat? Because it's sitting in my office at home.
It's a big gopher.
Oh, that's what it is.
What is it, a gopher's rectum or something? What is it? What are we talking about?
So basically, it's the body. It's the carcass of a gopher, still intact with the fur, but you put pens in it.
What, in its butt?
Yes.
Yes.
It's respectful.
Sticking out of a hole.
Yeah, there's a hole. There's a hole.
Well, send another one. I'd like to see it. I'd be more curious next time.
Mike, we'll send it right over to you. Let me tell you, it's a conversation
piece.
Don't
send it to me. Just send it to the studio, Box 32101.
Yeah, they've got
if you have any animal butts that you would like to put pens in.
Mike! No,
we have to open the mail.
This is not fair. This is not a fair play.
Have Winston go out and grab one. That'll be fantastic.
It smelled
a little bit. G. Gordon Liddy is 86.
Okay, 86.
Whoa.
Rob, you're on that. You're definitely obsessed with that man.
That's just fascinating. He's an older man.
John, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the gift.
We'll take another break. When we come back, Mac, you can grab the microphone now because, yes, we are going to talk to you about that cartoon that influenced you so significantly in the theater.
It was great.
And we'll talk to Pony, and we'll talk to Rob Spiewak, who disagrees, and I may be on Team Rob for this discussion when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana,
ooh,
and this is Todd Moore. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news.
Catch Game 5 on Friday.
Yep.
Very simple, and it's
very
absolutely
simple.
Free.
Tech
so subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the
See
Moore Broadcasting
there.
Network. And for the record, we're not banging.
Yep.
By the way, I'm going with Todd to the playoff game if they make it to Game 5 on Friday. And it's funny.
Well, they will.
Todd's like, when should we get there in pregame?
Well, they can't. It's a best of seven series, and Toronto's up 2-1.
Yeah, so they have to play Game 5.
Is there a game tonight?
There's a game tonight.
It's in Toronto, correct?
Toronto. They got to take at least one, Mike. At least
so
one.
So they are, you know, they look, it's 2-1. It's not a big deal. I know everybody's freaking out about the Caps right now. I like the fact that they are screwing up right now because I think they need a little adversity. And look, if you look back at playoff hockey, I think you will see the little adversity early on can sometimes help a playoff team. We'll see.
But the overtimes, with the three overtimes, doesn't that say these teams are so evenly matched?
You know what?
And they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the Harry's commercial.
Please.
I want to talk hockey a little bit. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We love Harry's, and this is a true story. That one big razor company pretty much has dominated the market for decades and reaped immense profits, and they've done it at the expense of customers. That's not good. Jeff and Andy are two guys. They were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's. They wanted to fix shaving. They knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own blade factory to make the blades themselves. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet, and they offer their blades at half the price. We're talking about Harry's and how wonderful a company it is. $2 per blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Your free trial set is being offered right now by Harry's. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give it to you for free. Just cover the $3 shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming claiming your free trial offer, a $13 value for free. Just cover the shipping. To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, five-blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Michael Mitchell. Let me get the hockey out of the way.
Sure.
We'll take a couple of calls, and then we'll get to Mac. Here it is. The good theory. The good theory is they're being tested right now. The adversity will make them wake up. They are on paper a better hockey team than Toronto, and they will rise up and things will be good. The bad theory. Toronto, I've been up there, is hockey town like you would not believe.
Right.
I mean, it's Canada. They're possessed by hockey. They haven't had a winner up there in a long time. It's very frustrating for them. And the really, really dark theory, the bad theory that I've always had is yes. that Ovechkin doesn't give a rat's ass.
You've mentioned this in passing before.
You think he's soft?
Look, it's just you've got Nicholas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin. They've been there. They virtually have lifetime contracts in an occupation that no longer has lifetime contracts.
Right.
And so I think that causes problems. Look,
do you think they're being influenced by the Russian government?
I think
make hockey great again.
The fix is in.
They are throwing the playoffs because why would they want to do anything good for this country?
Well, also Ovechkin, doesn't he, as soon as the season's over, head back and make huge bank in Russia playing
hockey?
He goes
to Mother Russia.
Look, all I know is when Toronto won that overtime game the other night, and they showed the people outside.
Yeah,
that were not in the arena that were going out of. They are already out of their minds.
They are.
And look, I've always said this. In the NHL, it's not the skill players that are going to get you to the next level. You got to get the grinders, the guys that will rip your throat out to get to the next level. The Capitals have never had that. Their fan base has never had that edge. They never have. I'd love to think, in order to get that, you have to become a hockey town. In order to become a hockey town for Washington right now, you have to win a Stanley Cup. That's all that's going to do it. That's all.
And
that's
that won't carry it that long.
I don't know.
We'll take whatever we can get, man.
So, Rob, you were at the overtime win. It's great. It's a great experience.
Yeah, it was the overtime win for the other team, though. I was at the second game.
Oh, I thought you were on Friday night's game.
No, that was Thursday's game. I was at Saturday's game.
You were on Saturday's
the one with
when we were talking, I thought you went to the game the Capitals won.
No.
That's what we thought we were lucky
and it was,
that you got to
it
see
it. It was
the overtime
amazing.
Win.
I have never been at an indoor, I'm talking concerts even. I have never been to an indoor arena that was that loud at times. It sounded almost surreal.
And then a light switch comes on.
And then that one goal goes in and everyone leaves like Dawn of the Dead. They just all file out.
Depressing.
Amazing. Horrible.
Good luck to the Capitals. And,
Mike,
we'll
I don't care what
see.
You say. I'm still rooting for them.
Well,
do you see what he just did there?
He sets me up all
he
the
is
time.
Such a.
What he spends his life doing.
You know what he is?
He's
jerk.
He's such a little, he's got that manipulation factor of someone I used to work with that is just, but he does it much more sarcastically.
Well, Mike, I have a bigger heart as well.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Nick from Burlington,
Vermont. You know who I'm talking about.
Hello. Hello, Nick. You're on the Mike O'Meara show. Shut up, Oscar. Hello. Go ahead.
Hey guys. How's it going?
We're doing
superb.
Great. Might be setting a record for Wide Open Wednesday today. This is a terrific amount of calls. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, I just wanted to drop in and say I loved the bonus show last week. It was fantastic.
A lot of fun, man. Don't remember it. What happened?
Pony's game. Professor Pony's
game. Oh, that's right.
Pony. Professor Bloom's, what is it?
Professor Bloom's Boom, Translation Boom. Room.
We are going to do Professor Bloom's Translation Room on the regular show, Nick, because I loved it so much, and it was one of the few times in all the years we've been together that I said nice things to Pony after this.
Yeah,
show.
He didn't yell at me once.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah, the shaking almost stopped.
That's
almost.
Jim from Jersey. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Meara show. How are you?
Great, Mike. Great. I'm doing well.
That's great.
I just wanted to call and tell you, I love the show. It's a great show. I've been I listen every day on my way to work. I'm driving to work now, and just...
He's listening on the app.
Brightens my day every day, and now I'm looking forward to the bonus show. I missed it last week. I'm a couple days behind.
Professor Bloom's Translation Room, in my opinion, one of the best radio games we have played in a very long time. Check it out on the bonus show.
Good stuff.
And get your friends
Big
to
win.
Subscribe to.
Big
Jim,
win.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Okay, let's get to it. We've been waiting. Mac McIntosh is one of our wonderful interns on the Mike O'Meara show. And
certainly has an attendance award. He's been with us a long time.
Been with us for a very long. Mac, how
like
are
a
you?
Stale peanut.
I'm doing well.
That's great. It's great to have you in, as usual. I asked you to come back because I wanted to discuss your movie that you seem to be very, very excited about. I took a peek at a trailer for this film. I didn't realize that it was a cartoon, and it's like an anime cartoon.
It is.
So I know,
yes.
Sure. Tony, can you tell us this movie touched you? This spoke to you? This moved you? You indicated this was your favorite film.
Yes, I did.
And why?
I believe he said, Mike, the movie was perfect.
I did say
perfect.
That on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you love this movie. This is like an anime, a Japanese animated feature. Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. It made billions of dollars in Japan, and yeah, it was just released in the U.S. Last week.
Yeah. Please share the title with our listeners so that they can run right out to the theater.
Your Name.
Oh. Your Name. Yes. Tony, are you aware of this film?
I am aware of it, and it has made several million in the States, which is really
What's
good
several
for
million?
Anime.
What's several million?
I don't know, like 4 million. That's
okay,
a lot
you know what I saw? The
release.
Fate and the Furious made $528 million
it's
in its first weekend.
It's never going to compare to that.
Well, then why are we talking about money?
There's a little hostility if
I don't feel it
just tuned in between Oscar and Mac. But this movie touched anime. You, Mac, and why did this movie make such an impact?
See,
on
the
you?
Problem is I can't say because it's such.
You're gonna have to.
No, it's a crew. It'll spoil the whole thing.
Spoil it.
Spoil
no
it.
One's gonna watch it. You big dummy.
A spoiler. All right, let me. Wait, no, I can get by this.
No,
I can get through this. I can get through this. Is it emotional?
Yes.
Very. Is it romantic in any way?
Yes, it has a portion of that. Yes,
is there that? By the way, with my little man last night, mommy was out at bingo in Naples, Florida. Mm. She went down to a high dollar, $35 buy-in for the bingo.
Oh.
That's what we call high dollar cards.
That's didn't bring anything home.
Did she bring her own dauber?
she bought her own dauber.
You need to bring your own dauber if you're going to play more than one card. Yeah,
I'll show you the dauber.
Save your dauber.
I'll show you the dauber tomorrow.
That'll be good for 5 bingo nights.
I'll show you the dauber.
Buy a 5-night dauber.
Yeah, Steve Wynn started in bingo, didn't he, Rob?
I believe so. Yes, he did. And war.
Like in Anne Arundel County, I think. Right? So, anyway, we digress. But so this movie, Mac.
Yeah, the show picked up for a second there. Let's get back to Mac.
Your Name is the name of this film. And
yes.
Rob Spiewak, you saw the trailer, I guess, for this film.
Well, what I saw was Mac posted that it was a perfect movie. And
right.
I said, yes, I'm sure it's perfect. Casablanca, watch out. And then he made some sort of wise-ass remark about Gone with the Wind. So
right.
To teach him a lesson, last night I went out to the motion picture theater and I saw Your Name.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That's right.
This is really a great show today. I am really amazed.
Yeah.
You went to see it in the
Pony and his sex couple were there, and yeah. I said, what time's the show? And they said, you should come. And I said, okay, I'll come.
Way to motivate Rob with Mrs. Hanson. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
And first
Who'd
of all.
Who did you sit next to? Did you sit next to Mrs. Hanson?
I sat between Pony, which was great. And and my daughter, because I brought my daughter.
Oh, your daughter, you took your daughter.
She actually
too.
Knew of it and wanted to see it.
That's
but you know,
God.
While it's nice that a 16-year-old girl enjoyed the movie, not
yeah.
really. Mac, what's your age again?
26.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay, Rob, I need a review. What did you think? I'm so
okay.
glad you went to see.
I
this
will tell you this:
it's a total surprise to me, bringing me enormous amounts.
I will
of
tell you this: the colors are very pretty. I'll
By
give
way,
it
I have
that.
To point out. I just have to a little sidebar. This is one of those days where I kind of float out of the studio. This makes me so happy. This is great. So it looked like speed racing.
Yeah.
To
well,
me,
though
right?
there are certain shots that are impressive on a technical level, a la like a Monsters Inc. It looks really good on the screen, but the movie is very, very long. The movie has about 7 or 8 endings. Before it ends, the storytelling is cluttered. The storytelling lacks motivation. It also is hampered by the fact that it's driven by a hyper-sexualized 16-year-old girl, where a lot of the gags involve the touching of breasts, and they show a lot of her panties, and she's in a schoolgirl outfit the whole time, a sexy schoolgirl outfit. And I'm going to be very careful when I describe this sequence, but this is when I felt the most discomfort. Because I know that the movie is supposed to build up a sort of lovely, faith-driven, everything's going to be okay thing. And by the way, spoiler alert, they meet again at the end, okay? So
yes!
There you go.
Thank you.
But Mac apparently, as part of a Japanese tradition, the way they originally made sake, the rice wine, is for young women, pardon me, to chew up rice with their saliva and then spit it into a bottle and let it ferment. Oh. They spent so much time on a shot of a girl, a young girl, spitting out a white fluid into a bottle that it just suggested other Japanese websites that I have seen.
Oh, my God.
Never entered my head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure it
did. No, it did not.
Wink, when you grow up, though, you'll understand.
Also, I think that says something about you.
I didn't mean to jam this into the end of the show. I can't finish this today.
Also, feel free to blow up the audio vault. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Also, there is annoying, and there's... We saw the subtitled version, which makes it all the better, because so I'm not even hearing American voices reading the bad dialogue. I'm seeing what the dialogue is being said.
And do they have that for those, like,
a lot of that and then there seems to
Mecha
be
activate.
And I remember this back from watching Speed Racer. There's always an annoying child. And
let's let Matt Pony Boy Bloom weigh in on this. Yeah. You saw the same film last night, Pony Boy.
Is this your kink as well, Pony
Boy? Oh, and also, so one last, real quick. Since I have never been to an anime film before, never have I seen a bunch of trailers that applied to me less. All the trailers, I wouldn't cross the street to see these movies.
Example.
Well, neither would
I'd love to get an example.
Oh, there was another super
another
terrific
Pixar
happy Pixar movie. A King
like
Arthur
kids.
Arthur
it's
King
a
Arthur
PG movie.
Movie. It's what?
It's a PG movie.
I'm
so
not
yeah.
talking content of like the PG R or G rating. I'm just talking about the genres. It was
so
horrible.
It's PG and it's got like breast touching?
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't show anything, but there is a undercurrent of sexuality that made me
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
let's go to our resident expert. Okay. Let's go to our resident expert. Go ahead, Pony.
Without spoiling anything, we have
besides
to
my
say,
evening,
we have to explain at least what was going on there. There was like a moment where these two teenagers had switched bodies. So if you were a 17-year-old boy who woke up as a female, you would be probably scared for about 2 minutes, and then you'd realize that you have boobs, and then you'd be all right with it.
Yeah, and that was maybe okay the first time.
You wouldn't immediately.
There was a running gag where he did it every time.
At 17.
And then at the most pivotal
Gross.
Plot moment, the girl turns to the boy, and remember, at the end, even though they separate, they find each other again at the end of the movie. And they strike up a relationship and presumably fall in love and live happily ever after.
What, the boy goes back into the boy's body and the girl goes back into the
Well, they switch
the
back
body.
And forth, and again, that's poorly explained. But at the most pivotal emotional moment, she says, "And you played with my boobs."
Oh, weird.
So not only it wasn't a troll.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, we got
to
say that.
So he,
make sure.
He already felt as me up. As if to say he played with the boobs while he was in the body.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And he's constantly being caught by the annoying little sister that has that.
Mike, don't you think there should be a panel van that's undercover run by the FBI outside of these theaters?
Absolutely.
Sure. Rob has panned this movie, and Mac, I am ready for your counterpoint.
I mean, the
Mac, hold it. We have to stop. We do have to break.
Oh,
we're actually
going
to go into.
Hey, this will help
him
collect his thoughts.
We collect your thoughts. We will get the counterpoint because you consider this the perfect movie.
And Mike, it was not perfect.
Well, you said that, Rob, but you're not Mike McIntosh. And Rob, we will do news you may not need in the last segment today, but we will have Mike McIntosh join us right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Fire.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our app. Hey, I love getting the calls live
so
from
neat.
Our app.
So
do you
neat.
Know you can actually pop your Mike O'Mara Show app on in your automobile, and then you can call from the app? It's awesome. We love that. The TMOS app is on your tablet and smartphone. Start living the magic of TMOS Live. That's what a lot of people are doing when they're calling us on the show on Wednesday. You can stream the show live as we record it every day, but wait, there's more. And this is the best part. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every time you click TMOS Live, you'll get even more TMOS content. Classic moments from shows past, every minute of every day, at your fingertips. So now, in addition to the regular show and the bonus show, there's always just a little more TMOS at your fingertips to thrill and delight you. TMOS Live, always there, always on, always available. The TMOS app updated today.
Mike,
thank you.
Quick sidebar. I know we got to get back to Mac. And
he's collecting his thoughts, Oscar.
Your name review. But I was talking to my brother yesterday, and
yes,
he said, guess what I'm doing? I said, what? Making more money? And he said, no, I'm listening to a best of segment. He called it best of.
Nice.
Because he was just driving home from the hospital, and he was listening to one of our best of segments on the app.
It was a lot of time. A lot of time and a lot of effort.
And he never listens. That's my point.
You know, you put a lot of effort into this, guys. And, you know, this took a while to get this right and to nail it.
Team effort.
And it really is exciting. And it's a new
technological
feature for the show.
Fast. I was showing it to some parents this week at a school thing.
Yeah.
And it is. It's click, 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 and it's playing. There's no buffering. It's just right there. It's so
super. And the best part, one of the great parts of it is that as we record it today, people are listening live. And I think that's absolutely
incredible. Driving on the highway, calling.
Yeah.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they
absolutely
used to.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And we appreciate everybody supporting us, especially the people that called today. That's a, I really think that's a direct result of the app being up there.
Sure.
So thank you. Get the app today. If you have not updated it, the software update, please do that. Or if you don't have the app on your phone, do it. Enjoy it.
Just
it's
search
easy.
TMOS on the App Store or Google Play Store.
Right on.
Welcome back to the show. We are going to rearrange things. News you may not need coming up at the end of the show today. Mac, you said this is the perfect movie. Rob Spiewak said it's too long. The story's muddled. It's a little pervy. And anything else that I missed?
Well, there is a ongoing motif that I hate of sliding doors closing. That's some sort of division tactic the guy is using in his editing, and it just pisses me off because he overused it.
Well, it's a transition.
Yeah, and it's a little suck transition.
Pony, what is your review of it?
Yeah, what is your
take? Before we get to Mac, what did you
Pony's take.
I'm between these two. I enjoyed it a lot more than Rob did, but I mean,
did you cry?
No.
I know
not at all.
There were some people in the theater that cried.
What?
It wasn't dark enough for me.
Oh. Yeah. Mac
raised
cried
his hand
multiple times.
Yeah.
You weeped openly?
Yeah.
What's oh god!
All right, let's get to it. Let's not attack the boy, for God's sake. Let him have his say.
And it was the movie made you cry, not your life, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Poor kid.
Okay,
I'm on his side.
Let's let him talk. We're being bullies now.
Yeah,
we're being bullies.
Really,
let's stop it.
Go ahead,
Mac. The floor is yours.
I just want to. I mean, first, I want to say about me saying "perfect" on Facebook. I actually said that as a replacement word for something else in my head. I was writing, "This movie is beautiful," and in my head, I said, that sounds a little gay, so I'm going to change it to perfect.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. What's your hang up with gay?
Nothing.
What's your hang up with beautiful?
Those were the words that went through my head.
I'm going to pull the dogs off you. I'm going to help you. All right, first, I'm going to tell you guys, back off him.
Right.
He's not a professional broadcaster. He doesn't understand. Yeah. Mac, what
this we've determined.
Is that in this world we live in today, that's really kind of insulting when
I know.
You say that's gay. Yeah. So we really don't say that, you see. It's just, so you were uncomfortable.
Okay. Close enough.
That's all I got.
So why was in your mind, why was the movie so beautiful?
Because for one, I went into it knowing nothing. I saw the synopsis, which was pretty much, it sounded like a Freaky Friday plot where they switch bodies.
Yeah, Mike, he went into it thinking it was a Jodie Foster vehicle.
When I heard that it was people switching bodies, I thought it was trite, too. I thought it was
overused
Hollywood cliche.
Yeah, so I didn't know where this movie could be taken, why it got such good ratings, which was like 98 on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm just have no idea. And then I go through the movie, and then there's a major plot twist within it that just blew me away, and I didn't know how it was going to end. And it pretty much, most of the movie, you think that she...
The plot twist that the city is gone?
The plot twist that
God
the fact
it.
That they're switching bodies three years apart. because he's already ruined most of it. If you're gonna see it, it's already ruined.
Well, that's a short trip. Say you're not gonna let it ruin you. What makes it so beautiful? What touched you so deeply?
Yeah, what struck you?
Yeah,
just see,
I hear it in your voice now.
Well, there's two things. One, I saw it English dubbed. No.
Pony is indicating that what touched him was the grabbing of the breasts.
The two things were the boobs.
Yeah.
No, poor guy. He's got three guys against him right now.
I've backed off. I'm listening.
I'm paying attention. Yes. I want to know what made it so beautiful and what touched you so deeply about it.
One thing that kind of helped was there's a show, an anime show that's my favorite. It was the same voice actress that did that show, the main girl of that show. It's the girl in this. So,
what was that series?
Eureka 7.
Okay.
Whoa. Get your passport.
Okay, here we go.
I hear iPhones being reset across the world.
I also think we're sticking our toe a little bit too much in Nerd Lake right now. So I mean,
Okay, how about this? Is it fair for us laymen to interpret your fandom with the perverted side of anime?
No.
Okay.
So you don't even think of it. Did you sexualize the? Do you feel these characters were sexualized?
No, absolutely not.
You don't
not
think
as
that,
much as they normally are.
Can I?
You
I
don't
still
think that the lead girl
hold on,
was?
Hold on, I still haven't gotten to the central theme of why he thinks it's beautiful and what touched him. What was the emotional
because
theme?
Because of the plot twist. And
okay, don't tell me the play. Give me something solid that I can. Was it the fact that the? Was it the love between the boy and the girl? Is that what touched you?
Do you want to be in a woman's body at school?
I didn't want to say it, Oscar, but you did.
Sorry.
So there it is. Hey.
That's Oscar backing off.
What is the
transition?
What touched you?
The fact that for majority of the movie, you think the girl dies, and everything that's happening, you think is going to end up in her death.
Man.
Okay, and then you're surprised that she comes to life.
Yeah,
at
but
the
I mean,
end.
You see her running around the town trying to save everyone
in her
but
short skirt, running.
I don't even picture that.
Panties everywhere.
First off,
I honestly don't believe that.
What Mike McIntosh is saying is that he didn't get into the gutter like you. He actually took the people as human beings and their characters and the love and the humanity of it, where you were just looking at it as like an old perv.
He's doing what I used to do in picturing the guy drawing it. I used to do that with anime, of just picturing all the guys drawing.
Hold on, right there. I like that. I like that. When you say picture the guy drawing it, you explain that.
When I used to, when I first got into anime, when it started getting to the pervy stuff on shows, I would actually think, like, who the hell draws this thing? Because people
You immersed yourself in the. You did what you. I advocate when you want to really get into a movie, you completely suspend disbelief and you immerse yourself in the characters, which they did. Now, Pony, you're nodding vigorously.
Yes,
there.
That's the most important thing is to just kind of immerse yourself in the story. Don't you do have to kind of let some of the pervy stuff, you can't fixate on that like Rob did.
Do you feel, all right, let me say this.
You know, as my first, fall far from the tree,
as my
I mean?
First experience yes. outside of some other than like kids cartoons that I watched when I was very young, is it normal for someone's first experience to have them sort of remark on the pervy nature of it? Because you admit it's there.
Yes.
Yeah, what about your daughter? What did she think?
My daughter did not mention any of the pervy stuff.
Oh, that'd be awkward
and,
to talk about your dad.
But
yeah.
also, she liked it. She thought it was a nice story. But then she's 16, and I'm not.
Yes.
I'm 46 and dying.
So you basically thought she was going to die. And she comes back to life.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm
Bill.
Somewhat
ludicrous.
We haven't touched on that today. Yeah. Okay,
but you don't find that out till last 5 minutes.
I have a real question for both you pervs. All right,
okay.
Have you ever, and be honest, spent some time alone with the pervy side of anime?
Yes.
Okay, great question.
Oh,
a pony.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, see.
You already know this.
See, you know.
I mean,
this is what we're dealing
I don't know, and Oscar, to be honest with you, I'm not sure whether it's anime, pure and simple, but animated, I've enjoyed it.
Oh, no!
Wow! Yeah, it's one of my kinks. I like animated
stuff.
Gross! Yeah, there's a reason that's a category, okay? Yeah. You like your Brazzers crap, you know?
Yeah, but those are humans.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, but the fact
real
is,
people, actresses.
Not exclusive, but in my years of watching stuff, there I would say
you're
that
like,
there's you know there have been
like
one
Marge
or two times.
Walking in on Bart Simpson. Is that what you like?
No, not that.
I only tried it once and I couldn't. It was Daffy Duck. I couldn't make it work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mac, would you like to sum it up? Is there anything else you'd like to say about your perfect film?
Better than Gone with the Wind.
Better than Gone with the Wind.
And the box office reflects that.
It felt longer.
Yeah, it certainly did feel longer.
Pony, you didn't like it that much. So you know, how many Matt Blooms do you give it?
I would give it four out of five. The artwork was incredible. I had not seen that level of detail in anything for a long time, but it was plotting, and it did feel like at least seven times that it, like, they were bringing up the music, like they were gonna start the credits.
Yeah, I was starting to bring down. It had those fancy reclining seats. Pony, did you notice several times I started to lower my feet?
Yeah,
and then as the movie kept going, up.
When's the first time you checked your watch?
I did not have a watch to check because I only had my cell phone and I powered it down. But I really started to feel it in the third act. Honestly think there were seven times they could have ended the movie they did. And then to make matters worse, we're at this theater in Fairfax, and outside a Chinese restaurant, a goose has nested. And as I'm leaving the theater, Julia says, "Now, Dad, there's a sign. Don't bother the goose. Don't bother the goose." But the goose was walking around, and I said, "Hey, buddy." And the goose looked at me and went, "Shh." It hissed at me. Julia is still laughing about it.
Okay. Jesus. I swear to God. For those of you that just tuned in, no, this was not an acid trip. This was actually a discussion of a film and what happened afterwards. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Thank you, Mac. Was that okay?
That was okay.
All right. Very good.
I thought
Thanks
it was so perfect.
Much.
I meant to say beautiful.
It. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's an asylum. It's asylum.
Hello, this is Matt Blue.
Hey, buddy.
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along.
There you
and
go.
Now, time for a nap.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We've been drumming it into your head. Springtime fun time. And when you're shopping Amazon, please access it via TMOS. As you get ready for spring and the summer, we want you to check out the amazing home and garden deals on the front page of MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is something new we're trying for you. We're selecting special items just for you.
Yes.
TMOS and Amazon will help you beat the heat with stuff that's neat. That's right. And that is sweet.
Sweet.
And it can't be beat. And it's quite a treat.
That's right.
From your head to your feet.
Nice.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and make sure you bookmark it. Amazon is the best way to support the Mike O'Mara Show. Support?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Make sure you
buy your product.
You're supporting
yes,
the show.
Sure. Seasons are changing. The birds are singing. Buds are bursting. It's Amazon.com/TMOS. Do it and do it today. And hey, that tricky little app we tell you about, it's not tricky at all. And you can shop through that app as well on Amazon. And if you do that, it helps the show immeasurably. And we thank you.
News.
Well, finally, sort of. We sort of know where Richard Simmons is.
Oh, thank Christ.
He's in the hospital.
Hospital.
Or at least he was yesterday. There's no word on which hospital, but it's somewhere in California.
Hmm.
His rep said he was in the hospital because he'd been battling, quote, severe indigestion. I'm sorry.
Mike, you want to take a running start on that again?
Severe indigestion.
Sure.
And discomfort while eating. But he's expected to make a full recovery. Simmons hasn't been seen in public in 3 years. His people say he just decided to take a break from public life. But the many conspiracy theories surrounding his disappearance were enough to fuel a hit podcast called Missing Richard Simmons. And I
listened
think that's
to it.
Still
I did
Rob,
too.
Yeah.
It was really well done, but unsatisfying.
Oh, left you wanting.
Because there was no conclusion to it.
Some sort of conclusion.
Yeah, you got to have an end game or at least a theory. But if he's going into the hospital and they see him, that's going to kind of blow the podcast.
No animated panties.
It's just too sexual.
It was very sexual. Hypersexual. Yes.
Well, I always think that Richard Simmons has been sexualized, and it's a tragedy. In an interview with an Irish newspaper, Eric Trump shared a pet peeve of his. Would you like to hear what Eric Trump's pet peeve is? People who send mean tweets. He was talking about how pro golfer Rory McIlroy got flack for golfing with President Trump, and he said, quote, no matter what side it is with, you are always going to get backlash. You're going to have a few people who have nothing better to do than sit behind a computer and send a mean tweet. Is there any sense of reality at all? Is there any awareness of the room? Is there any awareness of anything? Have you been in your father's breast pocket for so long? Who's the greatest mean tweeter in the history of tweeting?
Sort of invented it.
Eric.
Yeah. I bet Eric would love that movie.
Or Mike, maybe he's signaling to his father through the press.
Is it a desperate cry for help?
It might have been unconscious.
Good Lord, it could be.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Boy, I wonder if it is that. You know, if you want to psychoanalyze it, you know, I don't think there's any gray area. It's either what you said or he's just as
dad
only cares
balls. About the press. He's like,
good
oh,
Lord.
Meat loses vitamins when it's overcooked. Eric,
yes, Father.
Radar Online claims Bill Cosby is about to launch a PR blitz.
Nice!
To get the public to embrace him
again. It's a
little
late.
This is sad. His sexual assault trial begins on June 5th, and he's relying on friends and family to go to bat for him. Supposedly his daughter, Erica, this is what sucks about a guy like this. You know, the daughter, I don't care how old she is. That's just, it's so sad. She'll do a high-profile interview talking about how kind and giving her dad is. And both his TV wife, Felicia Rashad, and singer Melva Moore are going to do the same. Bill's wife, Camille, will also write an op-ed in support of him. A source says, quote, they've already got it lined up. They want potential jurors to see the good side and not this monster that everyone's been making him out to be. The whole thing is sad.
I had a discussion with a good friend of mine over the weekend, and you know what? The thing that is so disgusting about this, you can't listen to his comedy anymore the same way. And it was so brilliant and so great, and the way he did it, and if like one of his bits comes up on my phone when I'm listening in the car on shuffle, it's just all I can think about is what he's become.
Is it Dave Chappelle that did the bit on Cosby where he was like, after 13, I started having my doubts, accusers. He's had 50 plus accusers. It's scary. Yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible situation. I think really, I'm probably like a lot of Americans. I want to just see this go away. Lock him up. Sorry, that's the reality. Yeah. You know, 50 accusers. It's insane. If you've ever wondered what would happen if Oreos had sex with Dunkin' Donuts, well, Lord knows I have.
Pony went and saw that movie. Actually, it's from 1984. Made 60 million in Japan.
All right, listen up, perverts. The newest limited edition flavor of Oreo is Dunkin' Donuts Mocha.
Blah!
The cookies are made up of two chocolate cookies with a cream that tastes like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. They're going to hit stores this summer. Taste test. I'm in. Taste test.
Everything Dunkin' Donuts makes takes just a little like Noxzema.
Why do you hate it?
It's just not good product.
Their coffee's awful. It tastes like chicken broth.
Their donuts are terrible, too.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy.
No, everything they make is bad.
Their donuts are the worst. Absolute, the most overrated.
And I do believe, stale. If I'm not mistaken, the donuts come in frozen and then they fry them there or something like that.
That's how it works.
It's not like a Krispy Kreme where they do it on site.
But if in a pinch, okay, I guess growing up all I had was Dunkin' Donuts, so that's all I really knew until I got into the world of Krispy Kreme.
Well, you had empanadas.
Hold on just a second. Hello? Yes, Tim? Okay, yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless you. Have a great morning. Thank you. That was Tim Horton calling. He's making some fresh donuts. Thank you very much. I so want to invest in that company. They just can't seem to crack the Dunkin' Donuts stranglehold that they
have. Well, because Americans are rubes. They've been told Dunkin' Donuts are good.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Do you have the Dunkin' Baskin-Robbins combos down in Florida?
Sure. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're all over the country.
Just stick to the ice cream side. That's still good product.
I love both of them.
That's not either. I hate both of them. Thank you.
Whoa!
Controversy. There have been rumors going around. We have more coffee breakfast news. There have been rumors going around that Starbucks was working on something called Unicorn Frappuccino. And those rumors turned out to be true. Listen, when they have, I will request this to be in studio tomorrow. From today through Sunday, Starbucks is selling a Unicorn Frappuccino. It is a pink and blue monster that's made by blending cream, mango syrup, and a pink powder, and then layering it with sour blue drizzle.
Remember when that was your DJ name?
Sour Blue Drizzle?
Yeah, it was when you were on HFS.
Yeah, I followed Weasel.
That's right.
I'm guessing the taste is far less important than its Instagram worthiness. And on that metric, it might be Starbucks' best limited edition flavor ever. A lot of people like the pretty colors. So
yeah, they,
can we roll in with a Starbucks, what is it called, unicorn frappuccino tomorrow?
Sure, we'll have one ready to go.
Oh, my God. This morning when I picked up my coffee, I heard the guy yell it out. I'm like, what is that?
Unicorn frappuccino, please.
I looked at
thought
the
it was
barista,
a homeless guy.
Then I looked at the person, the dude who was like 6'7" that ordered it.
Oh, the tall guy?
And then I judged both of them, and I walked right out.
Yeah.
Very scary. Very scary. And now a little something-something. A 28-year-old woman named Carice Raven from Snowshoe Township, Pennsylvania, and her 52-year-old boyfriend, Greg Serb, were getting ready to cook their ham on Saturday when they got into an argument over how to prepare it. Apparently, the argument got very heated very fast because Carice, spelled K-A-R-E-E-S-E, she wound up hitting Greg in the head with a bowl. And and then she stabbed him in the hand with an 11-inch kitchen knife.
Ooh.
And then just to make things even worse, she threw the ham at him.
Oh,
she was arrested
okay.
for she was yeah I'm with you Rob. She was arrested for felony assault, hitting him in the head with a bowl. Okay, stabbing him in the hand with a kitchen knife. Okay, throwing away a good ham. Death penalty. Come on now, damn it. That's it. Oh, and it's my turn to get out of here. I got to do this. Thank you very much. All right, that's it. We got to say goodbye. I like doing the news in the second to last segment. I'm not comfortable doing it at the last segment.
Switch it up.
Well, Mike, you know what happened is, once again, the Japanese bombed us. They make a movie and they screw up our show.
Would you like to know how I would describe today's show?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Do you mean perfect or beautiful?
It's beautiful.
Didn't want to sound gay, Mike.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address. Send your business cards to Rob, 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for calling on the app, and thanks for some fabulous phone calls
great
today,
job.
Everybody.
And remember, mailbag tomorrow, so send your letters, too.
Yes, send Rob wants stuff for the mailbag. It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thanks for your support of TMOS all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy, Professor Bloom, and Mike McIntosh. And his love of, what's the movie again?
Your Name.
Your Name. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Saki!
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.